啊，我们看课本啊，看课本。我们讲到这个教牧伦理的资格啊。
We are in chapter 3, the qualifications of one being called.
就是啊，讲义啊，讲义的第三章。
And that's chapter 3.
那么资格呢，不在乎他的学历或者他的地位。
The qualifications is not depend on one status or educational level.
是在乎属灵的条件。
But on one spiritual quality.
那么这属灵的条件啊，课本里头列出了五点。
And in the chapter, there are altogether five qualifications. Quite five qualities.
第一点讲大有信心。
First is to be full of faith.
有信心才能够把我们所信的传给别人。
Only when you are full of faith, then you can preach to others.
那是信什么呢？
What do you believe in?
相信耶稣是独一的救主。
You must believe that Jesus is the only Savior.
相信得救的真教会。
And you must believe that the true church is the one established by Jesus.
所谓信心就是对所信的不怀疑。
To be full of faith is one that will not doubt in what he believes in.
信心就是要依靠。
To have faith is to entrust.
要信任。
And is to have faith in God.
就是要交托。
That is to rely on God.
我们的生活交托给神。
We rely our whole lives to God.
我们的工作依靠神。
And in our work, we rely on God.
我们遇到什么任何困难，靠神来解决。
In any problem that we encounter, we rely on God to solve our problem.
所以有信心才能够胜过一切临到的问题。
Therefore, you must have faith to solve any problem, imminent problem.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 5.
啊，约翰一书的第五章。
John, chapter 5.
第四节，第五节。
John, chapter 5, verse 4 to 5.
因为凡从神生的，就胜过世界。使我们胜了世界的，就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神的儿子的吗？这里说从神生的。
Here it says that the one that is born of Lord.
就是我们受洗就是从神生的。
Those who are being baptized are one that is born of the Lord.
也就是神的儿子。
In other words, it's the Son of God.
从神生的就胜过世界。
Sorry, it's First John. The one who is born of God will surpass the world.
胜过世界的就是我们的信心。
The one factor that will surpass this world is our faith.
那么世界是指的什么呢？
And what does this world refer to?
全世界都是握在那个恶者的手下。
And this whole world is in the hand of evil.
那么这个恶者是指着魔鬼。
And this evil ones refer to Satan.
所以凡是罪属于罪恶的就是世界。
Anything that belongs to the evil belongs to the world.
所以说我们凭着信心能够胜过世界来临临到我们这些罪恶的引诱。
Therefore, we must depend on our faith to overcome the temptations of this world.
也胜过从世界来的这些风俗、遗传啊、异端。
And also to surpass the tradition of the world as well as the superstitions.
也能够胜过世界属于物质界金钱的诱惑。
To surpass the temptations of wealth and money.
这都要有信心来胜过。
And all this require faith to surpass.
也就是说，活着我们能够过着得胜的生活。
In other words, when we live, we must live a life that can have victory over the world.
不会被今生这些事情来挑战而失败。
We will not be defeated by all these things of the world.
所以有了信心才能够得胜。
Only when we have faith, then we will have victory.
得胜是胜过世界。
To have victory is to gain over this world.
谁是胜过世界的呢？
Who's the one who has victory over this world?
就是信耶稣是神的儿子。
Is the one who believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
就是靠神的救恩才能够胜过。
Is the one that depend on the salvations of Jesus.
相信耶稣是独一的救主才能够胜过。
The one who believe that Jesus is the only Savior.
所以有信心就不怕什么势力啊，什么诱惑来临。
Therefore, a person who has faith will not be afraid of any temptations that's coming.
大有信心，好像斯提凡。
To be like Stephen, who's a man full of faith.
他做见证，人家拿石头把他打死，他就不怕，这个叫做信心。
When he was giving testimony of Christ, someone was stoning him to death, but he was not afraid.
叫他不要再为耶稣见证，他是救主，他是复活了。
For many of the time, they stop him from preaching about Christ, that Christ has resurrected.
因为耶稣他所信的这个救主是事实啊，怎么可以不说啊？怎么会害怕就不敢讲呢？还是讲被石头打死，还是见证啊？
It is indeed true that Christ is the Savior, and Christ has died and resurrected. And therefore, he was able to preach all this courageously.
所以信心就是勇敢。
To have faith is to have courage.
信心就不害怕。
And to have faith is not to be afraid.
信心是不体贴肉体，要紧的灵魂能够得救，其他不考虑。
To have faith is not to please the flesh, but the spirit.
好，第二点。
Second point.
加木伦言的这个资格。
The second point is the qualifications of the workers.
就圣灵充满。
Is to be full of Holy Spirit.
我们看《使徒行传》第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 6.
第三节。使徒行传的第六章第三节。
Acts chapter 6 verse 3.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。啊，看过第十节。
Verse 10.
斯提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住。这里记载说使徒他们认为他们没有 那么多时间来为管饭食的事情来麻烦啊，来工作。
Here it talks about that these apostles, they do not have the time to care to the daily distributions of the food.
他们要专心去传福音。
Because they want to spend most of the time to preach the word.
所以以祷告传道为事。
Therefore, they will want to concentrate on preaching the gospel and prayer.
所以他们说要从你们中间选出被圣灵充满、好名声、智慧充足的人。
Therefore, here it says that they will choose seven men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom.
因为当时信的人呢，都奉献财产，成为一家一起生活。
Because at that time, the people who come to believe, they give up their wealth and to come and believe in one community.
那有的人被忽略了。
Some was being neglected.
尤其那些寡妇。
Especially the widows.
就会埋怨。
So they start to complain.
但是这个问题已经产生了。
So the problem has arisen.
就必须啊。再选出工人来协助使徒们来做这些事。
Therefore, they have to choose among them workers to solve this problem of taking care of the distributions of food.
所以这里分成负责。
With that, they can organize themselves in different level to take care of their daily needs.
使徒们负责去传道。
The apostle will take care of evangelical work.
另外再选七个来管理幻视的事。
And the rest of the seven people who are chosen will take care of the daily needs.
但是呢，要有条件。
But there must be criteria.
这里面说。几个条件中间有一个被圣灵充满。
This criteria is the one must be full of spirit and wisdom.
所以要做神的工，一定要具备条件。
To do the works of God, you must have these qualifications.
为什么要圣灵充满？
Why is that you must be filled with spirit?
古时候神要拣选祭司。
In the ancient time, when God chose the priest,
要借着先知用膏油来告他。
It is true the priest that would anoint the prophet.
这个叫做分别为圣。
This is how they consecrate themselves and set them apart as holy.
才可以做祭司的职分。
It is only after when they are being anointed, and then they will have this. Criteria to be a priest.
这证明说这个人神所要用的。
This proves that he's a person who is used by God as well as man.
那么到新约时代
，In the New Testament，
这个膏油就象征着这个圣灵。
This anointing oil refer to the Holy Spirit.
那么用圣灵来差派工人
use the Holy Spirit is used to send his worker
来证明这个身份
to prove their status
证明这个圣灵有圣灵临到这个圣灵就归给属于神的
with the Holy Spirit that will prove that this person belongs to God
好像用这个膏油告他一样
It's just like in an ancient time, they used the oil to anoint the priest.
就是做要做这个圣工。
Today, when we do the holy work,
好像主耶稣受洗起来。
Just like after when Jesus was being baptized,
就祷告圣灵降临。
He prayed and the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
我们来看路加福音第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 3.
路加福音第三章二十一节。
Luke chapter 3 verse 21.
路加福音第三章二十一节。众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天开了。22节。
22.
圣灵降在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来。说你是我的爱子，我喜爱你啊！这里记载说，主耶稣洗礼起来正祷告的时候。
Here it says that when Jesus was being baptized and while he was praying,
圣灵就降在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended on him.
天没有开，圣灵不会降下来。
If the heaven was not open, then the Holy Spirit would not descend.
所以我们洗礼就是天开。
When we receive water baptism, the heaven opened.
洗礼就是开天门了。
Baptism is a way to open this heavenly gate.
就拆开了这个人与神中间的罪的墙了。
And water baptism will tear down this wall that separates God and man.
天门开了，圣灵才会降下来。
It is only after when the heavenly gate is open and the Holy Spirit can descend.
圣灵降下来就证明他的身份。
The Holy Spirit will descend, and this will prove his status.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Here, the voice from heaven says, "This is my son, whom I love."
今天圣灵证明我们的身份。
Today, this Holy Spirit proved our status.
然后主耶稣才出去工作。
Then, only from here onward that Jesus went out and began his ministry.
当主耶稣要升天以前。
Before Jesus was resurrected.
他说：“父怎样差遣我，我照样差遣你们。”
He said, how the Lord Father in heaven has sent me, I will send you likewise.
你们受圣灵。
Today you receive the Holy Spirit.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的就是赦免。
Whoever has sinned will be forgiven.
所以圣灵就是差遣的凭据。
Therefore, Holy Spirit, is a sign of being sent.
圣灵也才有权柄洗礼让人赦罪。
A person who has the Holy Spirit will then have the authority to perform baptism and
叫门徒不要离开耶路撒冷
for the forgiveness of sin.
要等到天上来的能力就是圣灵。
The Lord instructed his disciple not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait for the Holy Spirit that comes to heaven.
所以圣灵得到了，就从犹太一直传到地极。
The moment when they receive the Holy Spirit, then they will start to preach the gospel from Jerusalem to the end of the world.
用圣灵差派工人。
He used the Holy Spirit to send his worker.
用圣灵才有权柄施行啊这个洗礼赦罪。
And the Holy Spirit is the one that will have the power to remit sin.
有圣灵能够医病赶鬼。
The one who will have the Holy Spirit will have the power to cast out demons and heal the sick.
就因为神差派他，神和他同在。
Because God is with him.
手按病人，病人就得医治。
When this person lay hand or heal this person will be healed.
有一次啊，在参与这个赶鬼的工作。
Once, when there was a work involving casting out demons.
这个太太换鬼。
There was this sister who was being possessed by
demons. 每天都发作。
Every day, there will be certain period of time that she
that she will have 她的先生啊,
the possession.
看到我们赶鬼很简单。
The husband saw that it was easy for us to cast out the demon.
我们奉主耶稣圣名，撒旦退。
The moment when we pray in the name of Lord Jesus and ask the Satan to leave.
那个晚上将近十二点钟的时候。
At that night, at about 12 in the morning.
魔鬼来了。
This was the time when the demon came again.
他就学习传道说，奉耶稣圣名，撒旦退。
And this demon, he imitate what preacher had said, and likewise he repeated, in the name of Lord Jesus, Satan, please depart.
那魔鬼借着他太太冷笑。
Through this sister, this demon gave a cold laugh.
你没有圣灵，我不怕你啊。
And this demon was mocking, through the sister, and the sister started to say that, you do not have the Holy Spirit, I'm not afraid of you.
这样一听，他就软下去了。
At that moment, she started to become very weak.
这个时候传道听到了鬼在叫啊，就过来。
At that time, when the preacher heard that the demon was talking, he came forward.
奉主耶稣圣名，撒旦退。
Immediately, he said, "In the name of Lord Jesus, Satan, depart."
传道还没有祷告。
Before even the preacher started to pray,
他就向传道讲话。
And she said to the preacher,
你最凶了。
He said, "You are very fierce."
你每次都要赶我走。
Every time you ask me to depart,
所以传道不理他，就奉耶稣名赶他。
But the preachers ignore what she was saying, but continue to cast
out demons. 魔鬼就害怕。
A demon were starting to be afraid.
他说：“走。”
And immediately they said,
耶稣来了。
Let's go, Jesus is coming.
传道不就很自然的手就举起来。
And immediately the hand of preacher lift up up.
奉主耶稣圣名，赶紧。
And in the name of the Lord Jesus, leave.
这个人马上得到释放，就醒过来了。
And immediately, the sister found the release, and she woke up.
看到两个鬼啊，一个黑鬼，一个白鬼啊，大鬼都被两个铁笼给他关起来了。
And she saw that there were black demon and white demon that was that left her and was being put in chain.
她起来非常高兴。
After that, she was very happy.
你有圣灵，他魔鬼不怕你。
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, then Satan will not be afraid of you.
在有一个乡村呐，海边。
There was a village near the sea.
一个慕道者。
There was a true seeker.
因为一个太太犯鬼。
Because there was the
晚上不能睡觉。
Because the wife was demon possessed, he was afraid to sleep at night.
白天呢又不能离开床铺。
And in the morning, he did not leave.
要用蚊帐挂起来。
They need a mosquito net.
离开这个蚊帐的时候就感冒。
If 他太太。
哎，太太。
Once the wife were to leave the mosquito net, she will.
要送饭给他吃呢，这个床铺挖一个洞，从底下送上来。
In order to give her something to eat, the husband has to.
已经有两年了。
Give her indirectly, and this lasted for about 2 years.
后来有人告诉他。
Later on, there's someone who come and tell him.
你这个要信真耶稣教会。
That you must believe in the true Jesus Church.
你的太太才会好。
Then your wife will recover.
所以他就要去邀请信徒来祷告。
So then he went and invite the members of the church to come and pray.
那么信徒啊，都是打工去了，都没有人在家。
At that time, the members were working and there was no one at home.
有四五个那个小孩在读书，下课回来在那外院在玩呢。
There were a couple of children playing outside in the courtyard.
你爸爸妈妈在吗？
So this true seeker asked, "Is your parents at home?"
他小孩说，爸爸妈妈晚上很晚才会回来的。
And my parents will come back home very late at night.
有什么事吗？
Is there anything you need?
他说，我太太生病，要叫你爸爸妈妈来祷告。
And this true seeker said that my wife is very sick, and I need your parents to come and pray for my wife.
那小孩子说，我们去好不好？
Then the little children say, "Can we go?"
那个人想一想，好好好。
And as this person starts to think and say, "Yeah, that's possible. You can come."
那大概最大的没有十岁，还没有十岁。
The oldest child was about 10 years old.
他们有圣灵。
They all have the Holy Spirit.
他们不懂得什么鬼不鬼。
But they were not aware of anything about demons.
他看到爸爸妈妈祷告，他就是会祷告了。
They always see how their parents pray, so they thought they can pray.
那么就去参加，去把他赶的这个祷告了。
So this children followed this true seeker and went over and prayed for the wife.
晚上小孩祷告完了，那个犯鬼的晚上鬼没有来，很好睡啊。
After when the children pray for this true seeker's wife, that night the wife slept very well.
你不要看小孩子。
You should not belittle the little children.
他有圣灵，神和他同在，就有权柄。
When the Holy Spirit is with them, then they have the authority.
有圣灵，有能力。
When you have the Holy Spirit, you have the power.
所以要做教牧伦员，一定要有圣灵。
Therefore, to be in the involved in the pastoral work, you need to have the Holy Spirit.
并且要圣灵充满。
Not only so, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做圣灵充满？
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
不是指着祷告震动很厉害叫做充满。
It doesn't mean that your body is moving very strongly. That means that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满就是会结出圣灵的果子。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to bear the fruits of the Spirit.
圣灵充满就是被圣灵占满了我们心地。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to have the Spirit fill your heart.
是统治了我们的心地。
Is to have your control over your heart.
所以圣灵充满就有能力。
If you have the Holy Spirit, then you will have the power.
我们有一个同工。
There was a co-worker.
他还没出来做传道。
Before he came out to be a preacher.
他蛮有能力。
He has a lot of power.
有一次他他的工厂这个着火了，烧起来。
Once his factory was on fire.
火很大。
The fire was big.
他就跪在旁边祷告。
With that, he knelt down before his beside the factory and started to pray.
那个火是往这边一直烧来。
And the fire was burning towards.
他就站在这边。
This directions.
他祷告完了就，奉主耶稣圣名命令你退。
And he was praying towards that direction, when he prayed, he said, in the name of Lord Jesus, please depart.
就马上一阵大风来就把火吹退了。
Immediately there was a strong wind that pushed the fire in opposite directions.
就自然消失。
And then the fire just disappeared.
他一个人哪有办法把这个火灭掉呢？
How is it possible that he can diminish the fire?
他哪里有这种能力呢？
How would he have this power?
这个就是因为他圣灵的权柄。
This is because he has this power of the Holy Spirit.
我们教牧伦理就是领导啊，做工一定要有能力。
Today, anybody involving in the pastoral work must have power because they are in the leadership position.
这个能力是从圣灵来的。
And this power comes from the Holy Spirit.
所以要让圣灵充满。
Therefore, you must be filled with the Spirit.
那么圣灵充满呢，就是要重视祷告。
To be filled with the Spirit, you must emphasize a lot on prayer.
一个教牧人员不重视祷告，哪里来有圣灵充满？
If a person involved in the church work, if he doesn't pray, then how can this person be filled with the Spirit?
我们圣经有记载那个。保罗啊，
the Bible says there's a person called Paul.
在传福音的时候，
when he was preaching,
有一个行邪术的起来阻挡。
There was a man who practiced sorcery who came and interfered in his work.
是行邪术的以利马，以利马。
This man is called Elimaeus.
叫做巴耶稣。
He is Bar Jesus.
那这个慕道的官啊，叫做施求保罗。
The person who was the officer at that time is Paul.
那么这个保罗看这个行邪术在阻挡的时候，圣灵充满，马上讲一句话。
Immediately at the time, he said to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
你这个众善的敌人啊。
And you are the one.
你阻挡福音啊。
Who has stopped the spreading of the gospel?
你还不停止吗？
You must stop.
现在主的说临到你，暂时看不见。
And now that the Lord has come, and now you can't see.
他马上看不见。
Immediately he cannot see.
哇，这个行邪术吓一跳。
The person who was practicing sorcery.
这个慕道者这样看到这个事情，他就信了。
Was shaken, and the one who was seeking the truth at that time believed immediately.
这就是因为圣灵充满来的能力。
This is because of the power of the Holy Spirit that came upon them.
这就是记在《使徒行传》十三章那里。
And it's recorded in Acts chapter 13.
圣灵充满了。
When you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
能够看透万事。
You can see all things.
我们来看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第二章。
Chapter
2. 第二章的这个
First Corinthians chapter 2.
第十节啊，第十节。
Verse
10. 第十节说，只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也渗透了。这里说只有圣灵借着圣灵才能够渗透万事。
Here it says that the Spirit searches all things.
神的奥秘深奥的道理就是因为圣灵引导才能够明白。
And the deep things of God can only be revealed to us by His Spirit.
我们看过十三节。
Verse 13。
并且我们讲说这些事不是用人的智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。就是说圣灵指教我们所说的话。
Here in verse 13 it says that it is the Spirit that taught us what to speak.
用属灵的话来解释属灵的事。
Expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words.
所以今天教会为什么分裂那么多呢？
Today, if we look around, why are there so many different denominations?
所传的为什么不一样呢?
Why is that there are so many teaching that are so different?
因为没有圣灵来引导不明白。
Because there is no Holy Spirit to guide and there isn't any understanding.
只有有圣灵才能够明白真理。
Only the one that have the Holy Spirit can understand the truth.
才是知道深奥的道理。
Then we'll know the deep things of God.
才能够明白。
Then can understand.
我们做工要有圣灵。
Today when we work, we need the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵会给我们智慧属灵的话。
Because the Holy Spirit will give us wisdom and spiritual truth.
因为我们在参与圣工，一切的恩是从圣灵带给我们的。
Today, whatever work we take on in the church, it is from the Holy Spirit that guide us.
我们看哥林多前书十二章。
First Corinthians chapter 12.
恩是原来有分别。
Here it says that there are all different kinds of gifts.
圣灵只有一位。
But the same Spirit.
职分也有分别。
But there are different kinds of service.
主只有一位。
But the same Lord.
功用也有分别。
There are different kinds of working.
神也只有一位。
But the same God.
那么运行在我们众人里面做他一切的事。
But they all work, all of them in us to do the work for a common good.
第七节说。
Verse 7.
圣灵显在个人的身上。
That each one manifests the Spirit
是叫人得一处。
It's for the common good.
第八节底下
Verse 8 onward
说这个圣灵是给这个人有智慧的言语。
There is a spirit that give this message of wisdom
是给那个人有知识的言语。
To another the message of knowledge
给这个人有信心。
And to yet another faith
给那个人会医病赶鬼。
And another the gifts of healing
给那个人会做先知
and to another prophecy
另外给一个人会辨别诸灵
to another to distinguish between spirit
另外还给一个会用方言讲道换方言
or to another in different kinds of tongues and another the interpretations of tongues
十一节说
verse 11
这一切都是以这位圣灵所运行随己意分给个人的
All these are the work of one and the same Spirit He gives to each one just as He determines.
因为恩是要借着圣灵带给我们的。
Because it is through the Holy Spirit that gives us the gift.
所以我们要求圣灵充满。
Therefore, we have to ask for the infilling of the Holy Spirit.
小弟出来当传道。
I have come offer myself to become a preacher all this time
有一年呢奉差派到一个新担任的地方
there was once I was sent to a new church
那么教会安排有一位带我去探访工作
a young church and at that time the church sent me to do the work of visitations
那么一个部落爬山叶林的去探访
To go to that church, I have to go from one village to another village.
大概早上八点钟出发，到晚上十一点才回来。
I remember I would have to leave my home early in the morning at 8 and come back home late at 11 in the night.
走了一整天。
I have to walk for the whole day from one place to another.
明天呢，下床啊，不能走路啊。
And usually by the next day,I would not be able to walk when I get up from my bed
腿都很酸了
because I would feel both my legs very sore
那么那个晚上家庭礼拜完了就又走回来大概要走两个小时
I remember that night after the visitation I have to walk for 2 hours to come home
我所要讲的就是在探访工作
What I'm saying is that during the time when I'm doing visitations I realize a problem
要解决问题
And we need to solve the problem at that time.
这个在课本里头以后我会再讲到。
I will elaborate on this point further in the text.
现在我要讲就是圣灵会让我们明白。
What I'm saying now is that the Holy Spirit will allow us to understand.
探望一个家，有一个家在做啊理华店。
That time I was making visitations to a family who were in the hairdressing business.
这个主人呢接待我们。
The master of the home welcomed us.
我是第一次见面。
That was the first time that I met them.
我马上看出为什么这不是信徒吗？
他们是信徒。
是信徒了，看出不是信徒了。
At that time when I looked at them, although they were members of the church, but they don't seem like one.
我问那个带我带路这个弟兄。
So then I asked the brother who has brought me here.
我说那个有信吗？
I asked this brother, are they truly the believer of the church?
他说有啊。
This brother answered, of course they are.
他说有没有去做礼拜啊？
And I asked, do they go to church on Sabbath?
他说有啊，很热心啊，现在的信徒啊。
And this brother immediately answered, of course, they are very zealous. They're also involved in some department.
他说奇怪。
And then I start to wonder why.
他是信徒。
I ask if he is the brother in charge of the church.
是啊，信徒。
And he said,、oh, yeah, it's true.
我说热心不热心啊？
And I ask him, is he very zealous?
哦，很热心哦，很热心，感谢主，很热心、哦。
He says if he's very zealous and thank God.
我说这个要出名了。
He says that this is not right. He has to be excommunicated.
为什么？
Then immediately the brother asked me why.
我说犯第七戒。
He says that I said he has committed this broken the seventh commandment.
哎，你怎么知道？
Then.He asked me, how do you know that he has broken the seventh commandment?
我也不知道怎么会知道。
And I said, I don't even know how come I would know.
我就很自然看到就知道。
But immediately when I saw them, I know I can tell.
他说不会的，不会的，不会的。
And this brother said, oh, it couldn't be so.
那我心里想，我讲得太快了。
Then perhaps at that time, I thought I was too rash with my words.
我不应该马上讲出来。
I shouldn't say so quick.
经过第三天。
And on the third day,
他太太来教会找我。
The wife came and looked for me.
传道啊，救命啊。
The wife said to me, Pastor, please help me.
那什么事啊？
And I asked the wife, what's the problem?
他先生要拿刀杀死他。
The husband want to kill her with a knife.
我说为什么？
Then I asked why is that so?
他说已经发生一两个月了。
She said that this problem has been there for about 2 or 3 months.
不敢讲啊，如果讲出来，他要杀死我。
I dare not tell you because if I were to say, then my husband is going to kill me.
我说什么事？为什么要杀你啊？
I asked her, what's the problem? Why is your husband wanting to kill you?
他说强迫，如果床上没有睡三个。不行啊。
And at that time, she said that the husband insisted that there should be 3 women sleeping with him. If not, that would not possible.
准许他和里面的师傅啊，这个不规矩的行为。
And the husband demand that he should have some extramarital affair with another woman.
还要求在他面前表演给他看。
And she even demand that the husband even demand to the wife that he should perform in front of the wife.
如果讲出去要杀死他。
And he said to the wife that if she should tell anybody, he threatened to kill her.
所以我就认为说，第一见面所看的是正确的。
Therefore, at that time. I was very right the first time when I saw him. My intuition was correct.
后来赶快解决这个问题。
And so at that time, I wanted to solve the problem.
叫那个师傅啊，他的家人带回去了。
And to ask the woman to be sent away.
那么这个出名该出名的也处理了。
And also the church has excommunicated the husband.
这样这个家庭才安定下来。
And then slowly from then on, there was the family was able to be stable.
所以在这个在教会教牧伦理呢，一定要圣灵充满。
Therefore, in church, the board members have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
一定有圣灵的人。
The person must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
才能够担任圣工。
Then he can do the holy work.
不然的话，有时候会用自己的意思来服侍神。
Otherwise, it's very likely the person will use his own will to serve God.
凭自己的喜好、兴趣来服侍神。
And to use his own interest to serve God.
在哥林多前书第六章的样子。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书的第六章啊。
First Corinthians chapter 6.
这里从第一节到第八节
Verse 1-8
保罗、说你们中间难道没有一个有智慧的人吗
He says that isn't anyone among you that do not have the wisdom
就是说弟兄和弟兄啊有大家彼此啊有那个冲突事件、啊、不能求道没有信的人民面前 来求神
because at that time there was a dispute among the believer
所以在这个第二节说岂不知道圣徒要审判世界吗
in verse 2 it says do you not know that the saint will judge the world
若世界为你们所审难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗
and if you are to judge the world are you not competent to judge trivial cases
我们再看过第五节啊
Verse 5
我说这个话是要你们羞耻啊难道你们中间没有一个智慧人能审断弟兄们的事吗
I say this to shame you Is it possible that nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers
那么圣灵要赐给人有智慧的言语的判断啊，这个救恩的事情
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will give a person wisdom and words to judge a dispute.
所以要治理教会。
Therefore, to tend to the church.
要处理教会彼此之间纠纷的事情。
And to solve any dispute between believers.
就是要有圣灵同在，有圣灵的恩赐。
Then the person need to have the guidance of Holy Spirit and the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这样教会发生问题赶快处理才不会越久那个这个损坏越大。
Therefore, then, any problem in the church can be solved immediately and will not cause any further problems.
所以保罗说难道你们中间没有一个有智慧的吗
And that's why here Paul asks, is there nobody among you wise enough?
所以意思就是说我们呢、要有圣灵充满了才能够带给我们有这种智慧
In other words, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit to have this wisdom
好我们休息一下默祷
Let us take a break
有睡午觉的习惯
Commonly I have the habit of take a nap in the afternoon
但是今天哦我这一节讲的是午节啊五个小时啊、
Today, including this sermon, I have speak for 5 hours.
今天精神很好。
Today, my spirit is good.
我不会打瞌睡了。
I won't nap.
如果我打瞌睡，我相信你们也会睡着了。为什么精神今天会那么好呢？
Why my spirit is so good today?
我看你们的精神比我好，我不敢睡觉。
Because I noticed that you are more awakened than I am.
我有一个鼓励啊，很大，就是一个80岁的在旁边。张希的。
My big encouragement is the Deacon John, who is 80-something years old.
本来想要懒惰一下，不能懒惰，他在坐在那边呢。
If I was trying to be lazy, I cannot because. Deacon Chan is right beside me.
我们大家一起学习啊！我看到大家精神那么好，我很快乐啊！
Thank Lord that when I see you, awakened, I'm very happy.
好，我们讲第五点啊。
Let's go on to the fifth point.
教牧伦年啊，这个资格。
The qualification of shepherd.
要自觉使命。
He has to be self-aware of his responsibility.
做圣工啊，不是一个这个休闲工作。
To carry out holy work is not a leisure work.
也不是一种享受啊。
It is not a work of leisure, neither it is a enjoyment.
但是呢，是一种被十字架的工作了。
It is a work to carry the cross.
啊，不过呢，背十字架虽然是苦啊。
Although it is hard to carry a cross with us.
但是呢，这个是我们的使命。
However, this is our responsibility.
那反过来呢，你可以去享受你付出劳苦的结果。
In the contrary, you can enjoy the result of your work.
如果你想到这个是你的使命，
if you realize that this is the responsibility,
除了你以外，
besides yourself,
没有别人能够代替得了。
No other one can replace your job.
所以你就甘心乐意的任劳任怨。
Then you will have no complaints about the work.
你要贯彻始终。
You will have determination.
啊，比如说呢，这个当母亲的。
We can learn example from mother.
她辛辛苦苦呢，就怀孕了十个月。
A mother has to has to bear a child within her womb for 10 months.
很不方便。
Which is not very convenient.
很苦。
It is very tough.
但是她甘心乐意的。
However, she is willing.
把小孩生出来。
Until the day of birth.
这是生命危险的关头。
This is a crucial moment.
那么她也甘心乐意。
She will have to endanger her life. And
从这个小孩出生以后。
After this children were born,
常常撒尿。
He will always
三更半夜又起来泡牛奶。
He will always pee at any time, and he has to eat at any time.
虽然很辛苦。
Although this is very tough work.
但是看到这个小孩啊长大这么可爱啊，那你就满足了。
But to witness the growth of the child.The mother is really satisfied.
你不会说我不要养他。
The mother would not say, I don't want to take care of him.
这个就是你的责任。
Because this is the mother's responsibility.
就是要自觉使命。
Therefore, we must be aware of our own responsibility.
非做不可了。
We must do the work.
那么我们为什么说做主的工是要自觉使命。
Why we say that we have to be aware of the responsibility when doing God's work?
因为是主拣选我们。
Because it is God who have chosen us.
因为这个责任托付了我们。
Because the responsibility is already entrusted to us.
因为我们从神那里得到的爱，得到的恩典很多。
We have already received a lot of grace and love from God.
不得不报答。
And we must pay. We must.
我们欠神欠太多了。
And we must repay to God because we owe
him a lot. 所以我们为神工作，为神付出，都甘心乐意的。
Therefore, when we work for God, we are willing.
就是我们还一辈子的债。都没有办法还清的。
Even with our own life, we cannot repay it at all.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为主耶稣的生命为我死。
Because Jesus died for us.
没有他的舍弃生命，哪里有我的生命呢？
If he did not forsake his own life, I would not be alive today.
没有他替我到地狱去。 那我就没有办法从地狱出来了。
If he did not went to heaven to save me, I would be still in heaven. I would be still in hell.
没有他，为何预备天国？我哪里有天国呢
？If he did not go to prepare a kingdom of heaven for me, I would not have the kingdom of heaven.
没有他的宝血来洁净我的罪，我的罪永远存在啊。
If he did not shed his blood to for if he did not shed his blood for the salvation, I would not be alive.
那如果你会感激主这样爱我为我牺牲，那我应该要为主做付出多少？
If I should realize how much God has sacrificed for me, how much then should I repay?
我们报答主的恩啊，一辈子都报答不完的。
There is no way that we can repay all his grace.
有一个故事这样讲。
There was a story going like this.
有那个黑人啊，做仆人的制度。
In the old time, there's a system for black people to be.
随便那个白人啊，这个主人啊，把他卖来卖去。
For black people to be slaves, and his master can sell him as he wish.
因为他欠这个主人的债。
Because he owned the master money.
所以他要在这个家里面呢做一辈子的仆人。
Because he owed his master money, he has to be slave.
那么他没有办法还清，他永远做仆人。
If he cannot repay all his debts, he has to be servant forever.
当他沦为这个仆人啊，我不要了。
If the master do not want this servant,
他可以再带到仆人市场去卖掉。
He can sell this slave in a market.
那有人把他买去，他还是永远做仆人。
And someone can buy him over and be his own servant.
那么他的子子孙孙还是仆人。
And all his children and offsprings will still be servants.
常常被人家这个受辖制。
And there will always be ruled.
那么，如果有一个主人把他带到这个仆人市场要卖掉。
One day, if his master bring him to a market to sell him.
那有一个人呐。
And then one man shows up.
付钱给这个原来的这个主人。
If one man shows up and pay money to his master.
要卖多少，他付多少，把他。
He can buy this slave.
然后告诉这个仆人。
And he can then say to this slave.
从今以后你自由了。
From now on, you are free.
你不要做我家里的仆人。
You no longer be my servant.
你回去吧。
Go back.
白白的放他回家自由。
And he gave him freedom for nothing.
这个仆人多么感动啊。
This servant is really in touch.
他不但不离开这个主人啊。
Not only that he do not want to leave this master.
他感动这个主人，这个人这么爱我啊。
He's so thankful to this master.
无缘无故的就为我奉献，牺牲啊。
This master sacrificed for him in no price.
所以他愿意服侍这个主人一辈子都。甘心乐意。
Therefore, this slave willingly want to serve his master.
那我们的主样样什么都给我们。
Our Lord gave us everything.
没有留下什么不给我们的。
He did not hold back anything that did not want to give us.
所以呢，连生命都给我们了，还有什么不给我们的？
Even his own life, he gave it to us.
因为这样，我们感激要主的爱。
Because we thank for His grace，
我们不得不为主而付出。
Therefore, we must do work for Him。
这是一种报答。
This is a kind of repay。
有一次我到一个在北部的一个教会叫板桥
Once I went to a church in a church in north of Taiwan is
安息路聚会完了。
In church of Banqiao, after the Sabbath service,
有一个弟兄开计程车带我到台北的火车站。
A brother bring me to the train station, railway station.
我在路上大概打五十分钟啊，我就问他。
During the travel, I asked him.
你今天安息路没有去做生意啊？
You didn't go to have the taxi business today on Sabbath.
安息路就是服侍神，没有做生意。
And he said, on the Sabbath, I don't do business because I only serve God on Sabbath.
那今是每次都是你在摘吗？
And I asked him again, is it that every time you
他说不是。
You carry the preachers? He said no.
有六位轮流。
There are six of us.
我们有六个司机啊，开自行车。
We are six taxi drivers and.
首先是两个弟兄轮流。
We take turns. In the beginning, only two of us take turns.
后来这另外四个再加上来说，不可以恩典都你们两个得了，我们也要参与。
There, later on, four other taxi drivers join us. They say, we want to share the grace also.
所以有外地来这里领会啊，要轮流送啊。
Therefore, if a preacher from foreign place want to come to the church, they want to.
他说，我们开自行车，我们有车子。
They want to carry the preachers. They has the car.
平常我没有讲到的恩赐。我也不会做访问。
I don't have the gift to give sermon.
所以尽我们所有的所能的。
Neither have the gift to do visitation or work.
我们这部车好像一步一只这个离居一样。
Therefore, we do what we can. Our car is just like a mule. We just give it to the Lord.
如果布道会，
if there were a spiritual convocation,
我们六部车子通通没有赚钱，通通在做这个做服事工作。
We use the taxi as a tool, not for business but for service.
我非常感动。
I was really touched.
他说我们不但安息路休息哦，我们晚上不做工哦，不赚钱哦，晚上都回来做礼拜哦。
Not only that we don't do business on Sabbath day, but also in the evening we don't drive taxis.
我说那这样子每天的收入够吗？
And then I asked them, butIs it, would the money be enough?
他说感谢主了，比他们啊，连晚上坐下去的还收入多了。
And they replied to me, our income has increased.
我问他，你有没有载到那个流氓啊，那些坏人啊，黑社会的，没有拿到钱的啊？
And I asked them, have you ever encountered the,
还要向你想向你要钱的抢钱的
the guests that do not want to pay.
他说有了，有载到，但是没有抢啊。
And they say yeah, sometimes but they did not rob me.
大部分啊，那些黑社会也是很讲正义的啦，他没有钱也不会抢啊。
Majority of these gang member do not rob me.
他又见证说，神很祝福他们。
Then he testified that God blessed them all.
他说，他车子在板桥啊，开五十分到台北市去做生意。
They have to drive 50 minutes from 板桥 to another city, Taipei.
那么晚上要回来吃晚餐，要参加礼拜。
And in the evening, they have to drive back home.To eat and have service.
每一天啊，要走回家，心里就会想说，不要开空车回来嘛。
Every day when they are heading home, they do not want to waste this time to earn money.
他只有心里这样想。
When they think this matter,
当然不是跪下来祷告了。
They of course they did not pray at the moment.
开着空车就要回家就这样想啊。
When they think that they want to use this time to earn some money.
现在要回板桥了，如果有这个客人来招呼的时候，就要赶忙回到板桥，那多么好啊！
As they are returning home, if someone wants to use the taxi to go to the same direction, they can earn money.
他说常常都是这样。
要回家就有人叫回家的板桥的客人。 It is always like this when they are heading home. Someone we go together with them.
所以一个结论就是说，我们做工就是我们的使命。
The conclusion is to holy work is our responsibility.
但是做工又不落空。
But we will not do the work in vain.
神 不会白白用我们的，他会报偿还给你的。
God will repay us what we worked for him.
那么，职责、使命，也就是说责任的关系，责任托付我们，不得不做。
To be aware of the responsibility, it is because the responsibility is already entrusted to us.
白白得来，白白舍弃。
As we receive the grace in vain, we have to give it out in vain.
这是主耶稣的命令。This
is Lord's order.
我们来看哥林多前书第九章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
16节。
Verse
16. 我传福音也没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。 若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这个事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。保罗说，传福音没有什么可夸的。Paul
says there is nothing to boast about preaching gospel.
我们当传道也没有什么可夸的。There
is nothing to boast to be a preacher.
我们今天当教牧人员参与圣工也没有什么可夸的。If
today we are a RE teacher, there is nothing to boast.
因为被抓到了，主耶稣抓到了，选到了，不得已了。Because
he has chosen us.
如果不去做，责任就托我了。And
we must do the work. If we don't do the work, the responsibility is already entrusted.
如果甘心去做，就有赏赐啊。But
if we do it willingly, then we will have the
reward. 如果不去做，责任托付你，那主就要向你要咯。
If we don't do the work, however, the responsibility is already entrusted, God will ask it from you.
主说托给谁，就向谁要。
Lord says, if I entrust the responsibility to someone,
就多要，少托就少要。
Are we ask from him. The more I entrust, I will ask more from him.
托给我们五千，他要五千。
If he entrusted us $5,000, he will ask for $5,000.
要求两千的责任。
If he entrusted $2,000, he will ask for the same amount.
所以每一个人都有托付我们的责任。
Therefore, every one of us has our own responsibility.
按照个人的才干,
according to your own gift,
来完成托付我们的责任,
to accomplish the responsibility which has been entrusted.
好像说我们养孩子生了不养, 这是不可以的啦。
It is just like we give birth to a child, we must bring him up.
这是一个责任啊。
This is a responsibility.
我们今天很多移民到国外来。
A lot of us immigrate to this place.
是为了什么？
What is our purpose?
也不是为了逃命，也不是为了逃金。
We do not come here as refugee, but and not come here for money.
大部分是为了下一代的教育。
Most of us come here for the education of next generation.
人生不久，夫妻为什么这么苦来分东西呢？
We would not live for a long time, why wives and husbands have to be separated? Why we have to suffer this much? It's only for next generation. Every one of us is willing to pay for next generation. This is responsibility. As parents, we are willing to give to our children. Therefore, the responsibility that God has entrusted us, we must accomplish. Moses knows his own status. His responsibility is to save his own people. When he knows the responsibility, he has to have the action.
这讲义里头呢，有四个麻风的。
In the handout, there are four people with leprosy.
本来这个长麻风的，这不能在营，这个和百姓住在一家，在营的外面。
The people with leprosy cannot live together with other people.
那么撒玛利亚城呢，被这个敌军亚兰进来围困。
When the city of Samaria was surrounded by enemy,
日子一久，里面饥荒了，杀孩子，在吃了。As
the time go on, people inside the city start to kill infant for food.
那么神显出能力，就让这个敌军呢，亚兰军呢，看到很多很多的这个兵马。
At that time, God showed wonder, showed signs for the enemies to see a lot of military units. And then the enemies start to flee away. But the people inside the city do not know the enemy is gone already. They are still having this... Life without food. They even have to eat the feces of
dogs.
And they still exchange their own infants to kill for food.
这个时候，四个长麻风的在营的外面，本来是靠城里面的人供应生活。
At that time, four men with leprosy, they come near this the city.
已经好几天没有办法得到粮食.
They have been hungry for a few days.
这个时候呢，这个四个长麻风的就心里这样想：我们去投降这个敌军吧。
Then these four men with leprosy think that let's go and surrender ourselves to the enemy. If they keep our life,
也好，如果杀了我们也好，反正会饿死啊。
No matter if they keep our life or slaughter us, it is the same because we are going to die anyways.
当他们来发现，哎，敌军都跑掉了。
When they come near the city, they find out that the enemy are no longer there.
哇，留下很多粮食，还有衣服，还有这个啊，所用东西啊。
The enemy leave behind them a lot of food and things.
四个人啊，拼命的享受，拼命的吃。
These four people then start to eat the food.
吃了又还要藏，你藏，拿来放在自己的地方去。
Not only they eat food, they also save the food for themselves.
后来自己死命。
And after this, they find out their own responsibility.
这个好消息，如果我们只有顾自己享受，没有去里面报，向王报好消息。
They realize if we only enjoy this thing for ourselves and do not report this good news to the king inside the city.
里面的人呢，天天呢看出来，自 知道我们这样，那我们这个责任不能推卸的了。
If the people inside the city know what we are doing, then we will be sinful.
所以赶快去报消息。
And then they went into the city to report the good news.
结果拯救了全城的人。
And they saved all people within the city.
得到释放，希望得到解决。
And then the city has food to feed themselves.
今天很多人啊，在这个黑暗世界里头啊。
Today, a lot of people still live in with hunger.
只有我们拿着这个光啊。
A lot of people live with
darkness. 真理的光，福音的光。
Only us has the key, has the light of gospel.
我们去不去带领他们，他不知道路啊。
If we don't go and lead them, they will not know the way.
我们拿着把天国的钥匙，他不去开，谁进得了呢？
Only we have this key to kingdom of heaven. If we don't go to open the door, we can't enter.
哎，这个就是我们的责任。
This is then our responsibility.
所以圣经说，如果罪人死在罪中，你们没有告诉他要向你们讨上命的罪。
Therefore, in the Bible, say if a sinner die in his sin, but you didn't told him the gospel, didn't try to save him, then you would be sinful.
我们应该要负起这个责任。
We should be aware of our responsibility.
当一个儿童教员。
When a RE teacher
教会把一般的小朋友交给我们
church has already entrusted numbers of children to you.
小朋友的手中长大了拿着什么
when these children grow up
我们有责任
what they do we have responsibility.
是哪一把刀一把枪还是拿着圣经
Would they have in their hands guns and knives or the Bible?
我们有责任
It's our responsibility.
所以我们要重视这个自己的谁我们这个使命
Therefore we must be aware of our own responsibility.
今天教会安排我们的工作负担这个探访工作这一个区域
Today, if we are be sent to visit and believers in certain area,
我们就要有责任。
We should feel our own responsibility.
教在小事上忠心，大事就忠心。
If we are responsible on small things, we should be, we can be entrusted in.Bigger things.
所以有小事交给你能够完成负责神才会交给你更大的责任
if you are reliable on small things then God can entrust you bigger things
所以神要用我们
therefore God wants to use us
我们是一种荣耀
It is a glory for us.
也是一种责任。
It is also a responsibility for us.
这个就是要自己要自洁。
Therefore, we must clean ourselves.
在有一个教会有一个负责人啊。
There were a board member in the church.
他当教务。
He was.
他是从那教会附近一个大学毕业。
He was entrusted with the religious affair.
就在当地找了一个工作。
He was graduated from a university around the area.
是在政府机构服务。
He was working in a government unit.
他们是那个大学里面的第一期的毕业的。
He was among he was one of the first.Graduates in the university.
造船系啊，毕业。
They are major in the manufacturer of ships.
那一期的同学一个一个都离开那个公司跑到日本
to work to gain more money.
所以我们这个教务不敢跑。
Only this brother who is in the board.
同学问告诉他你这么笨。